We interrupt tonight's broadcast of Sunday by Request in order to bring you the following special program. Portions of What Is to Come is a KCPR dramatization.
Oh, John Furtado with you on KCPR. Thought I'd get in the Christmas mood with you with a little Ray Conniff of Singers on FM 91. By request.
Is this the request personality?
Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Oh, I don't want to hear anything. I just want to see Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Hey, listen, I've got a lot of records to put on down here. John, now look, you made her cry. Weird Al, what are you doing on the phone?
Hey, kid, it's okay. We'll take you to see Santa Claus.
What? Oh, sure. You guys don't care.
Oh, yes, we do. Now, we're going to take you to see old Santa Claus.
No,
Bologna.
Good luck.
There, he's gone now. You really want to see Santa?
Oh, yes, sir. Real bad. You see, sir? I don't have nobody who loves me. And, sir, I don't want bikes or toys or games. I just want to see Santa Claus. I would kiss you, sir, if I got to see him.
Oh. Hang on, kid, we'll pick you up. Bob, bicycle, Bob.
Bob! Hey, Bob!
What, Al?
Bob, are you doing anything special right now?
Well, Al, I just happen to be going to the biggest oldies concert in the history of the world. Oh. Get this, they're going to have Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young doing backup vocals for Frankie Valli. The Beach Boys will be there. Dinah Ross and the Supremes will be there. Herman's Hermits and the Dave Clark Five will be there. And get this, the Beatles are getting back together again just for this one benefit performance. I wouldn't miss this one for the world.
Well, you can go to a lousy concert if you want to, but you know where I'm going.
Where, Al?
I'm gonna go see Santa Claus.
Well, I hope you know I was just kidding, Al, baby. Who wants to see a stupid little concert anyway? When do we leave for the North Pole?
Well, we gotta think of a few more people first.
Tonight, the special programming department transforms KCPR from 2 hours of pure music to 2 hours of pure entertainment.
Hey, Brian, we're gonna go see Santa Claus. You wanna come along?
Oh, gosh, I can't. I'm so busy with all this stuff. The greatest popular songs of Christmas is on at 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay. By the way, what station is it on?
Well, this one, Al.
91, KCPR.
Jerry, what have you longed for your entire life?
Well, to go see Santa Claus at the North Pole.
Well, guess what?
This is Russ Scherer, general manager of public radio station KCPR.
Mr. Scherer of Russ James fame. Oh, your honorable highness. Oh. Your highness, we... That is me. No, we... Yes, all of us. That is to say, Jerry Peake, Bicycle Bob, John Furtado and me want to take some dumb kid to see Santa Claus.
To do this, Mr. Weird Al, you realize you place yourself in a difficult position epistemologically.
How so, your nothingness?
You must answer the eternal question. The question that continually pervades our great, revered, hallowed halls at this magnificent enterprise known as the Sound.
What question is that, O great daddy of us all?
How much, your weirdness, will it cost?
Your neck if you don't let us go!
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose. This could become a habit.
And so begins the great journey to the North Pole. A journey that began with the heart, and, as we shall see, will end with the heart. Of course, a few questions must be answered in the meantime.
Is there a North Pole exit off the 101?
By nightfall, the gang has made it to the beautiful mountainous lands of Canada. We joined them there, around the campfire.
Hey, kid, what's wrong?
Now, perk up.
Yeah, kid. There's nothing to be afraid of. Here, have a candy bar.
Is it in the budget?
Jerry, where are we right now?
Hard telling, John. Somewhere in the Yukon, a few thousand miles from home. We're really buried in the sticks. Hey, look at this, you guys.
What?
A piece of paper pinned to the tree. It looks like it's been here 1,000 years. It says, "The following hour of programming has been made possible by a grant from the Assembly Line, San Luis Obispo."
That's weird.
I wonder how we're going to get out of this mess.
Well, it could be worse. I mean, we can get KCPR here, can't we?
Oh, sure. I'll turn on the radio.
Tonight, live from the main control room of KCPR, one of our most widely enjoyed programs ever, the second annual Greatest Popular Songs of Christmas. During the next 60 minutes, we'll be exploring the songs of Christmas that have become modern classics, all by the original artists. This is your host of tonight's program, Brian Hackney. Stay with us now as we begin to look at the greatest popular songs of Christmas. It's another product of the Special Programming Department of KCPR, and we'll be getting underway after this.
Hello, I'm the divorce bug. Please.
Good evening. This is Brian Hackney on KCPR San Luis Obispo with the second annual Greatest Popular Songs of Christmas. Some Christmas songs become so familiar, so perennial, that it's difficult to believe they ever had a beginning. In the first segment of our program, we'll look at those timeless traditional tunes that always show up around this time of year. One of the classic Christmas recordings of all time, The Christmas Song, was recorded by Nat King Cole with the King Cole Trio, Oscar Moore, Johnny Miller, and Nat Cole, on August 19, 1946, for Capitol Records. 3 days later, the trio went back into the studio and added strings, thus making it the first full orchestra recording in the career of Nat King Cole. It was released in October and in December, hit the best-selling charts around the nation. Using basically the same arrangements, The Christmas Song was recorded at least 2 more times since the original date to take advantage of new recording techniques. In 1974, this original recording by Nat King Cole was one of the first honored by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences in their Hall of Fame.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Nat King Cole with the Christmas song. Today, Gene Autry is familiar to us, or at least to baseball fans, because he owns the California Angels. But in the 40s, he was much more than that, being one of the foremost originators of the singing cowboy tradition. Beginning in the mid-30s, he starred in over 100 Western films in 2 decades for Republic and Columbia Pictures. And then, in the late 1940s, a new aspect of the Autry talent came forth, that of the Christmas balladeer. It all began with his first top 10 Christmas hit for Columbia Records, Here Comes Santa Claus, which appeared on the national charts December 19, 1947.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa Claus knows we're all God's children, that makes everything right. So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen, all his reindeers pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright.
Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
In 1950, Jay Livingston and Ray Evans broke into the popular music scene in December with a traditional-sounding Christmas song that has been a favorite ever since, here performed by one of the great chorals of Christmas, the Ray Conniff Singers.
Sidewalks dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear
silver bells.
Stoplights blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big scene, and above all this bustle you hear silver bells.
In the late 50s, and at the height of rock and roll, a heretofore unknown musical conductor accomplished the rare feat of recording a traditional-sounding Christmas song and having it become a major hit. This recording, by the Harry Simeon Choral, could be termed an instant standard upon release. It first appeared on the national popularity charts in December of 1958 and repeated its success each Christmas season for the next 4 years.
Today,
Leroy Anderson came from a prestigious musical background, including a period in the late 30s when he was arranger, composer, and conductor of the Boston Pops Orchestra. His well-schooled background contributed the basics for a unique sound, which captured a huge following in popular music. His first hit Decca record came in the late 40s with his song Fiddle Faddle. Other well-known compositions and hit recordings include Blue Tango, The Typewriter, and Syncopated Clock. In 1949, he wrote and recorded the song that truly captures the essence of Christmas and remains a perennial favorite, Sleigh Ride. Imagine a Christmas song recorded by a 10-year-old boy being banned in Boston. That was the case with our next song. It reportedly sold 90,000 copies the first day it was released in New York City, and by November 29th, 1952, it was the number one song in the nation. Jimmy Boyd and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Sleep, then I mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that
it's so snowy white.
Oh, what a laugh it would have been if Daddy had only seen Mommy kissing Santa Claus last night.
On May 16th, New Faces of 1952 opened, and Broadway had a new star, Eartha Kitt. Her performances of the song, monotonous in that production, had critics searching for a new adjective to describe her sex kitten approach. By the following July, Eartha Kitt had a hit recording and was making the movie version of New Faces. For the film, the producers elected to provide the now extraordinarily popular Eartha with a new song, Santa Baby. She recorded the song for RCA Victor Records, and by November 28, 1953, Eartha Kitt and Santa Baby were charted in the number 4 position throughout the country.
Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Christmas wouldn't be complete without those happy songs that, although they don't refer directly to Christmas, always seem to pop up about this time of year. And for the traditional sound, who better to turn to than Ray Conniff, here in his own inimitable style, with his arrangement of this 1934 classic. Every Christmas we have our favorites, but there are few performers without which a musical Christmas would not be complete. This artist, however, is one of them. On November 25th, 1963, he recorded a new Christmas song for Capitol Records, and it soon became another one of his Yuletide classics. This song embraces all the traditions and feelings of Christmas, as performed by the master himself. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bing Crosby.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
On KCPR, we'll be back in a moment with more from the second annual Greatest Popular Songs of Christmas.
4355.
In some secluded rendezvous that overlooks the avenue.
My old friend. I can't even think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads.
The music, if it can be called that, is courtesy of Spike Jones. Who is Spike Jones, you ask? One of the most creative comedians ever, still enjoying popularity, a full 40 years after he began recording. He left no area of popular music untouched. Unscathed might be a better word. It was only natural that Christmas would become a part of their comedic musical repertoire. All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Front Teeth became the smash recording of the 1948 Christmas season.
Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Suddenly I heard a strange noise down below. So in my flannel pajamas, I went tippy-toe. I could see or say thing from the spot where I stood, so I slid down the banister just as fast as I could. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas. It seems so long since I could say Sister Susie sitting on a thistle. Every time I try to speak, all I do is whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth. See my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
David Seville. Sounds vaguely familiar, doesn't it? It was an assumed name for an Armenian pop songwriter named Ross Bagdasarian, He wrote a number of pop songs in the 50s, but his biggest claim to fame was in 1958, when he came up with a novel idea involving the use of a speeded-up voice technique and produced a giant hit named Witch Doctor. A few months later, he used the same basic process to make a Christmas song on Capitol Records, and it incredibly sold 4 million records in 7 weeks, became the number one song of December 1958, and repeated its hit status at Christmas time for the next 4 years. I don't think I need to tell you who the artists are.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin!
Okay! Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry, Christmas, hurry fast. One's a plane that loops the loop. Me, I want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the way. Please, Christmas, don't delay.
Get ready. That was very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin. Alvin!
Okay. Want a plane that loops the loop. I still want a hula hoop. We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Very good, boys.
Let's sing it again. Yeah, let's sing
no,
it again.
That's enough. Let's not overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it? We want to sing
now,
it again.
Now, wait a minute, boys.
Brian Hackney on the greatest popular songs of Christmas at KCPR, looking at some of the humorous songs. Well, in 1958, Christmas might not have been complete without the Chipmunks, but in 1979, Christmas just isn't complete without the Muppet.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five gold rings.
Four calling birds,
three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying,
five gold rings.
Four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five gold rings.
Four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, nine ladies dancing,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a
swimming,
6 geese a laying.
Partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping
and lords a leaping.
8 maids a milking,
7 swans a swimming,
6 geese a laying.
The record jacket reads, Tom Lehrer was not content with a bachelor's and master's degree in mathematics from Harvard University, but then, who would be? Professor Tom Lehrer, famous mostly for his satirical album That Was the Year That Was, which got him fired from his teaching post at MIT, an earlier album, An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer, recorded in 1957, lacked the biting social satire that was soon to make him famous, but it did reflect some of the popular sentiments about staid institutions, one of them being Christmas. Offensive? Perhaps, but you just may find yourself agreeing with him by the end of the song.
It always seemed to me, after all, that Christmas, with its spirit of giving, offers us all a wonderful opportunity each year to reflect on what we all most sincerely and deeply believe in. I refer, of course, to money. And yet none of the Christmas carols that you hear on the radio or in the street even attempts to capture the true spirit of Christmas as we celebrate it in the United States. That is to say, the commercial spirit. So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more appropriate. Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 360 aboard. Relations, sparing no expense'll, send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. Let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
Johnny Marks, the man who wrote the phenomenally popular Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, was so impressed with the voice of Brenda Lee that he wrote a Christmas song just for her to sing. In the summer of 1960, she recorded that special song for Decca Records in only 2 takes in the last 10 minutes of a recording session. And then, on December 18th, 1960, the tune jumped right to the number one position on the popularity charts and was Brenda Lee's 3rd number 1 hit that year.
Hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some fun.
By 1956, the complete impact of Elvis Presley had been felt in popular music. Combining the elements of rhythm and blues, country and western, and pop, he set new directions which many initially termed rockabilly. After Elvis paved the way, many new pop stars special to the younger generation emerged, such as Rick Nelson, Jerry Lee Lewis, and the Everly Brothers. An important aspect of the rock and roll craze was that it made the pop charts more susceptible to country sounds. No doubt record producers felt that, since the younger generation had their special artists, they should also have their special seasonal songs, much to the chagrin of the older generation. And so, terror of terrors, in December 1956, Christmas music was invaded by radical rock and roll.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells chime and jingle bells. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air, what a bright time. It's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time is a swell time to go gliding in the one-horse sleigh. Giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet. Jingle up around the clock.
In 1970, an artist known mostly for Light My Fire crossed over the popular charts and, of all things, had a Christmas hit, Jose Feliciano.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
You a Merry Christmas.
The group got their start at Disneyland and broke into the popular music scene on shaky ground, recording an old Hal David, Burt Bacharach song that had failed years earlier. But when these folks did it, Close to You became one of the greatest-selling singles of 1969. They followed up their success with one hit after another, and then by releasing the Richard Carpenter Frank Pooler song that became the greatest popular song of the 1971 Christmas season, The Carpenters.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true. But I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing. Joyful, there's always something new, but every day is a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see, I wish it every day. To see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Happy New Year, too. I just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you.
The Carpenters and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Brian Hackney with you on K-Bay, bringing you the greatest popular songs of Christmas, and we've saved two songs for the last that certainly fit the bill. Gene Autry and Roy Rogers were the two stars who firmly established the era of the singing cowboys. As a singer of Western songs, Gene Autry rode his horse Champion and sang many hits, including his popular theme, Back in the Saddle Again. And then, for the Christmas season of 1949, Gene Autry rode another Champion with his recording of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. To this date, Rudolph is still the largest-selling single record in the history of Columbia Records.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Great songs of Christmas, and that is one of them, Gene Autry, and the original version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, I like to save the best for last by asking, what is the greatest popular song of Christmas? It was from a movie entitled, simply enough, Holiday Inn. The song was arranged and scored by Irving Berlin in 1946, Ladies and Gentlemen, with the Ken Darby Singers and John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Mr. Bing Crosby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be well.
The Greatest Popular Songs of Christmas has been produced and directed for radio by your host, Brian Hackney, and by Special Programming's Christy Keeler. I'd like to thank my engineer, Don Reedy, for his technical assistance, KCPR's music director, Donna Pangburn, and our general manager, Russ Scherer, for making this program possible. And, oh yes, from all of us here at KCPR to all of you.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.